Across the country, healthcare spending is through the roof, reaching $3.5 trillion in 2017. Hawaii's largest insurer, HMSA, says the way doctors have been paid is part of the problem. Doctors have traditionally been reimbursed for services they provide under a model known as fees for service. Here's Dr. Jared Livede, Vice President of Hawaii Health Partners.
There's nothing inherently wrong with fee-for-service, but it doesn't encourage physicians to transform their practices to address health care costs. If anything, they're just encouraged to do more, to provide even more, even care when it may not actually improve outcomes.
So instead of fees-for-service, HMSA now prepays primary care doctors with a capped amount per patient. Doctors have to meet quality measures set by HMSA for every patient, and they receive bonuses for improvements and can share in the savings if they cut costs.
It puts the right incentives and opportunities in front of the physicians to drive the kind of change that we're all wanting to control the cost of care.
Local health policy expert and psychiatrist Dr. Steve Kemble is skeptical of the incentives.
The doctors and hospitals make more money if they deliver less care and can keep more of what they got, so that now the doctors and hospitals are functioning as an insurance company bearing insurance risk, and they have the incentive to restrict care that the insurance companies used to have.
Kemble doesn't buy the argument that excessive primary care is causing high health care costs.
We have fewer doctor visits per capita and fewer hospital days per capita than almost any other industrialized country, and yet our costs are twice what theirs are. So it can't be a problem of overutilization due to fee-for-service. There must be something else that explains high U.S. healthcare costs.
HMSA says it's too early to tell whether its new payment system reduced healthcare costs over the past 2 years. And that's expected, says UH Manoa Health Policy Professor Titin Santel.
A lot of these changes are happening towards goals that are very broad and ambitious and will be manifested over time. And I think it's hard to see some of the long-term benefits in the short term, and that is really hard across the board with these kind of transformations.
Santel believes HMSA's new payment system is a necessary part of the conversation when it comes to improving healthcare in Hawaii.
I think HMSA has tremendous market power to try to shift the conversation into more public health domains. But, you know, the pains the providers are feeling about being in the middle of this are real, and we certainly don't want to lose our providers.
She hopes stakeholders can work together to resolve any concerns. But the challenge, she says, is working out the kinks as the system develops. For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.